Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Matthew Causey.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Matthew Causey. Today we have special guest Detective Michael Dean of the Greenville Police Department, who is also the captain of the police team for this afternoon's Heroes Softball Game charity event. So welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing all right. So tell me just a little bit about this event that's coming up that's going to be happening this afternoon.
So it's a charity softball game between the Greenville Police Department and the Greenville Fire Department, hoping to raise some funds for the Shriners here in Greenville.
So with
it's been going on for a couple years now. We got together a few years back and tried to think of a way we could get together and do something that would be good for the public to come out and see us, you know, other than our normal uniforms, so to say.
So with the event taking place this afternoon, how can people get tickets to that? How can people get involved to attend this?
So there's actually the city of Greenville and also the Greenville Drive. They have flyers up on their page that actually have the event listed. And there's a QR code that's on the flyer. They can just scan the QR code and get tickets that way. And then they can also show up at game time. The game's going to be at 3 o'clock. I believe the gates are opening up at 2. So it's definitely a good event for the whole family.
And which field is this being played on again?
It's being played at Fuller Field, where the Greenville Drive play.
So as part of this charity event, I know that donations are also being accepted, I believe I saw. So how can people get involved to donate, and where are these fundraising donations going to be going?
So all the donations are going to Shriners. There's not a single penny that's going anywhere else other than to Shriners. I think it was 2 years ago the last time we did for Shriners. So I think this point forward, that's what we're going to try and do. I know not just myself, but I think some of the fire guys, it's something that's pretty close to them as well. I know we've had a few guys here at our department that their families have benefited from Shriners. And I've always been a big believer and supporter of Shriners as well. So,
can you tell me a little bit about Shriners and what these donations are going to be going towards for them?
So it goes towards the Shriners Hospital here in Greenville, like I said, and that goes to cover, you know, anything that the hospital wants to use those monies for benefit. They actually use that, any families that go to Shriners for any kind of care, they don't spend any money. Shriners usually puts the bill for that, so that's something that's always good to help folks out, you know, because I know hospital expenses are cheap nowadays. So that's something that they can actually use to help cover the cost of families that are already going through a tough, difficult time.
So for those that either can't come to the event or just generally want to get involved with Shriners, do you know how people can get involved and volunteer at Shriners if possible?
I don't know anybody personally that we've spoken to about that, but I know they do take volunteers. The Shriners, I believe on their website, they've got a contact portion of the page where you can actually get in touch with somebody to try and, you know, volunteer your time or even make donations. I believe the city of Greenville has it up on their site as well for the, you know, anybody wanting to help benefit Shriners for the game itself.
So with the charity softball game event, how long have these games been going on for, and how did they originally come about?
So it's the third year that we've done it. Thomas Tardo, a couple years ago, we were kind of spitballing having a game that we could, you know, utilize as a fundraiser, whether it, you know, be for, I don't think we actually had an exact charity in mind, but we wanted to make sure that it benefited something here in the upstate or a company in the upstate. You know, since we're doing something here in the city of Greenville, that would have been the best route to go. So that's kind of how it all got started. You know, it kind of, the last few years we've kind of done it near a crazy time for the city, you know, being right after fall for Greenville. But it's still worked out each time that we've done it. So
how successful would you say that this event has been in these few years that it's been running for?
It's done pretty well. You know, even with a makeup game last year, we had to do it in the middle of the week. The events that we've done, we've actually raised, you know, a decent amount of money for different stuff. And it benefits not just downtown, but also, you know, the drive. And then the biggest thing is the charities is what it benefits.
So what has some of the fundraising goals been in the past, and have y'all managed to meet those? And what about with this year as well? Have y'all raised the bar on that as well?
So we're trying to. I believe so far our donations right now are right around $1,000. We've kind of got a goal of $5,000. The last game that we had, we reached our goal. I believe each team raised $1,000. And the Greenville Drive also helped out by allowing us to have the event there. So, you know, I know sometimes you don't get any, you know, any monies that are raised, you know, it's better than zero. So I know with a lot of stuff going on this time of year, folks, you know, might have money that are going towards something else, but any little amount helps, especially when it comes to a charity like Shriners.
So with the money that you mentioned that you raised so far, is that just from the police department side, or is that police and fire?
That is actually police and fire. I think I looked at it this morning, and that's about what it's at. I think we've got some guys on our team, and I believe the fire department as well, trying to push stuff out on social media since we've had the flyers completed to try and get more funds raised. So
with the event...
What was that?
No, continue what you were saying.
Oh, I was just, you know, this kind of goes back to the, you know, any amount that we can get is a good amount. But if we can get those great numbers, that would be good as well.
Definitely. Well, with the event, it's not just a fundraiser, but also a friendly competition. So on that side of things, how has the competition side gone so far in the past years? What is there a tallied score so far?
Yeah, so the police department's won the last two times, so hopefully we'll make it third time's a charm again. I know our chief, the police chief, and also the fire chief, they go to a lot more meetings than what I would go to, but I think there's been trash talking on both sides. So, you know, it's always good, playful banter between the fire department and the police department. So
I believe you're the captain this year. Have you been the captain every year up until now, or is this the first one?
No, we've myself and Sergeant Kellett, we kind of share the duties itself, but as far as the main getting things together for the police department, I guess I would be the contact for that.
So with the trash talk and all that, obviously you've got to back that up. So has there been a lot of preparations and practice going in to prepare?
I think the fire department actually has some guys that play full-time. There's a couple of us on the police department softball team. We play on a regular basis. But I guess we'll just have to let folks judge for themselves to see who cracks the ball better off the bat.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to say to the fire department team before the game tonight or this afternoon?
Well, you know, if they're away from their nets, you know, I think we'll give the fans something to cheer about, hopefully more so on our side than theirs.
All right, then. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Just to, if they've got nothing better to do on a Sunday afternoon, want to come out, support the boys in blue and red, and then also Shriners. They're going to be the biggest benefit of it, so come on out and enjoy some free softball. I think they're going to have some blow-ups and all outside the stadium as well, so it'll be a fun time for all.
And can you give our audience a quick reminder as well of where they can go to get tickets or to make donations?
Yes, they can go to the Greenville Drive's website. They've got the flyer on there as well. And if anybody wants, they can shoot me an email at mdean@greenvillesc.gov, and I can shoot the actual flyer directly to them. And then it's also on the City of Greenville's website as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for coming on, and I wish you all the best in the game this afternoon.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Again, we're talking about the Greenville Heroes softball game today, a charity event taking place this afternoon where both the Greenville Police Department and Greenville Fire Department will be playing a softball game, competing both on the field and in a fundraiser where those accrued funds will be donated to the Shriners Children's Hospital in Greenville. We were just speaking with Detective Dean of the Greenville Police Department, but he and the Greenville Police aren't the only team they're going to be up to bat this afternoon. The Greenville Fire Department is also set to take the plate for this annual charity event, and we've got a special guest from that side of the diamond as well. Coming onto the show now, we have special guest Eric Lindberg of the Greenville Fire Department, who, much like Detective Dean for the police force, is serving as the captain of the fire team for this afternoon's Heroes Softball Game charity event. So welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. About yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what is going to be happening this afternoon, the game.
Yeah, so today we're doing a charity softball event. This is third annual. Greenville City Fire Department versus Greenville Police Department, again, third annual, at downtown Greenville at Fuller Field. So we're using it to raise money and compete against the police department, both on the field and in donations.
So I talked previously as well with the police team, and they mentioned that y'all have already started raising a bit of funds for this. Can you tell me a little bit about how that progress has been?
Yes, sir. So we've been putting out about two or three weeks ago. We've been working with Shriners Children's Hospital, and they've provided us a website and links, which can be found on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, the Greenville City website, greenvillesc.gov. And basically, there's two links, and it's vote for the fire department, vote for the police department. So what we're doing is, you know, obviously the guys that work for the fire department's pushing out, trying to get family, friends, community members to donate. It's going so well so far. I think the last I checked last night, I think Greenville Fire was up by about $100. So hoping to get some more, especially on game day, those who show up in person, hoping to also show up. You know, we want to make sure we we do well off the field in donations and beat police department at the same time that we beat them on the field, you know?
Yeah, so speaking of on the field at game day, how can people get their tickets to go to the game, and how can they get involved with that?
Yes, sir. So gates will open at 2 o'clock. Game starts at 3 o'clock on the same Greenville City websites, as well as their Facebook page and Instagram page. There's links for free tickets. They are free. There's a QR code that you'll scan. It'll take you to the website in order to just register. Greenville, the Fuller Field just asks that you register for a ticket. That way they can see how many people are there. So super easy. Again, just a link through the Facebook page, greenvillesc.gov. There's a link to claim the free tickets. And there's going to be a bunch of events. Again, it starts at 2 o'clock. There's a bunch of stuff for the kids. The fire department's bringing out a couple of our fire trucks, our ARF truck, and a couple of the local engines and ladder truck. And I believe the police department's also bringing out some of their vehicles, too. So a lot of fun for the kids and for families. And then, of course, watching a fun softball charity game.
So with the donations, I know you mentioned about donating online. Do people that can people that go to the actual event donate in person as well, or?
Yes, sir. Again, so there's going to be those QR codes that you can scan with your phone, and they'll have two separate ones. Or if you just want to donate to Shriners in general, to the softball game, that's also very appreciative. You know, we want to do our best, obviously, to get more fire donations and whatnot. But, of course, what the point of this whole game is to raise funds for Shriners and have fun doing it. So when you're there, if you want to scan those QR codes, they'll have a link for the fire department page as well as a link for the police department page.
So speaking of the funds going to Shriners, what exactly is Shriners most likely going to be taking this money and going towards with it?
So Shriners, again, it's a national hospital system for kids, and it's what they use the funds for is to help families who need help paying hospital bills, help travel expenses. I know there's a few families who have to travel quite a good distance in order to get support from Shriners. I believe there's 22 hospitals nationwide. So unfortunately, it's not easy to access for all families that need Shriners help, for the children that need the care that Shriners provides. And so the funds help provide medical fund relief as well as, you know, just help for those families who do have to travel afar to get their kids to the Shriners hospitals.
So you mentioned about some of the fire trucks and whatnot going to be there for kids to check out and enjoy. What other kinds of things are going to be around during that window before the game starts?
I believe opening at 2 o'clock. So Fuller Field's pretty cool. It's very, very kid friendly. They have a whole play area within the field itself, off in left field. And we're also, Flora's bringing out some bounce houses. I think there's some blow up games on Field Street. We'll have Field Street closed for all the touch of trucks and bounce houses, some games and whatnot. So a lot of good stuff, something for all ages.
So how long has this event been going on for so far?
This is the third year. Again, started in 2021. It was an idea of two of our lieutenants, Mike Rains and Thomas Tardo. They kind of had an idea of, you know, police versus fire. You know, you see it in bigger departments, whether it's hockey or softball or football. And so we thought it would be fun. We work well with the police department. We thought it would be good to, you know, bridge that gap. Get some camaraderie with the police department, police versus fire. And we thought, man, you know, we have this beautiful stadium downtown Greenville. And so we talked with Fuller Field, and they thought it was a great idea, along with, you know, having it set up for a charity event. And so that was where the idea came from. And then that was 2021, second year last year, 2022. And then, yeah, so the third year. So we're hoping that we can get to a point where it's just known that every October it'll be the Greenville City Fire versus Greenville City Police annual charity softball game.
That's awesome. So how successful have those past two events been as far as fundraising?
Oof, you got me on numbers. I would say, I want to say we raised somewhere around $5,000 last year. I could not remember the breakdown of funds. I think I saw the total number was around $5,000, which again, the third year we're a little more established and we've been able to get a little bit more advertising out. And of course, hopefully this program will help reach some more people. And, you know, if anything, they'll come out and have a good time at Fluor Field, and we can raise even more funds. So hopefully if we can beat that $5,000-$6,000, I think that would be continue to grow and continue to you know, raise that money for Shriners Hospital.
Oh, definitely. And so what is the goal that you're hoping to try and hit this year?
Our number initially, I think overall, was 6,000, which was a little bit bigger than last year's. That's always the goal, is a little bit bigger than last year. And then our individual team contribution being over $2,000. So if we could get at least 2,000 towards the fire department, that would be hitting our goal. And of course, anything passing that would be just a bonus. I believe right now we're just under 1,000, so almost halfway, with about 5 days to go till the actual game. I think a lot of people donate on day of, either whether they show up or just convenience of not using social media and being able to use their phones, you know, in person. So we always hope and plan for a big donation on game day. But of course, getting to game day, if we can get more than halfway to our goal, would be ideal.
Oh, definitely. Well, on the other side of things, donations and fundraiser, we definitely want to hit that. But also, it's a competition, fire versus police, like we mentioned before. So how has the competition side of things gone the past couple years?
Well, unfortunately, the fire department lost the last 2 years. We can take that and humbly admit our two defeats. But just because we've lost twice doesn't mean that we're going to lose the third time. And I talked about, you know, bridging those gaps with police department. I'm just hoping that they don't arrest the fire department guys for assault after the beatdown we give on Sunday. So it is going to be competition, a friendly competition, but we're hoping to smoke those guys on the field.
Oh, definitely. So is this your first year being the captain of the fire team, or have you been doing that the past 2 years as well?
Yes, sir. So this is the first year I took over. Kind of Lieutenant Raines and Lieutenant Tardo both kind of headed up the teams in the past. I've helped along the teams and played on both years, but they have a lot of stuff going on, and they decided to pass the reins on to somebody else. So I decided that they asked if I would take it on, and you know, I'd love the charity, love the game, and so figured it would be a good opportunity for me.
Oh, definitely. So with taking over the captain position, have you brought in any new plans or strategies going into this game compared to the last two? Turn it around?
A couple. You know, we've been practicing a little bit here and there, you know, just having a good time. We have a couple new guys that started working for the fire department that have previous baseball history, played in college. So having a couple of new faces out there will be fun. And of course, the way our shift works, we work 24-hour shifts, so 24 on and 48 off. So we go to work at 7:30 in the morning, and we get off shift 7:30 the following morning. So full 24-hour shift. So with that said, with the game falling on a Sunday, our A shift is working that day. So the guys that typically play or have played in the past or that are on A shift, unfortunately couldn't play just due to having to be on shift that day. And so our B and C shift players will be playing there today. But of course, next year and years past, it just kind of depends on when the game falls, on which shift is working, so what players are available that day. So with that said, a couple new faces out there on the fields, some faces that have been there for the past few years. But just, you know, play hard, play and have a fun time. I think we'll be set.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to the police team ahead of the game?
Good luck. That's it. Just good luck. We're coming.
All right. Well, is there anything else we didn't touch on that you'd like to add?
No, we just ask that you guys show up this afternoon. We hope that you can have a good time at Fluor Field in beautiful downtown Greenville. Say hi to the fire department. Say hi to the police department. And then make sure to get those donations out. We'd appreciate any and all donations, especially to the fire side of things. But, of course, overall to Shriners Hospital.
Oh, definitely. And is there? Can you give us a quick rundown again of where people can go to donate?
So if you want to go to greenvillesc.gov, there'll be a link for GCFD versus GPD softball game. And within that webpage, if you scroll down on the bottom, it'll say donate to fire, donate to police. Or if you go to City of Greenville's Facebook page or Instagram page, they also have links with pictures. We did a few pictures with some of the kids from Shriners. So you'll see the police department in their uniform and the fire department in our softball uniforms hanging out with some of the kids and took pictures on floor field. So if you go to those pictures, if you scroll down, there'll be links to those donation pages as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for coming on, and I wish you all the best in the game this afternoon.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Hope to see you out there.
Oh, definitely. This has been Focus on the Upstate. I've been your host, Matthew Causey, and I'll see you all again next week.
Thank you for listening to Focus on the Upstate with Matthew Causey. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email focusontheupstate@odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.